At the end of the year, KHNS looks back on the standout stories of 2018. This is the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. 2018 was a year of change for the Upper Lynn Canal's tourist industry. Over the summer, the Carnival Corporation purchased the White Pass and Yukon Railroad route from Canadian company TWC Enterprises for $290 million. White Pass has controlled much of Skagway's port since the 1960s. The railroad's new president, Bob Berto, spoke with the Skagway Assembly following the sale in August.
Working together is going to help us find, you know, the path to where we need to be. We may not agree on everything, but I have a pretty good feeling that we all pretty well share the same concerns.
This year, Skagway saw a record number of visitors over the summer, and those numbers are only expected to increase as the city hosts larger cruise ships in the future. The municipality and White Pass spent much of the last year negotiating how to make improvements to accommodate more passengers. Skagway's beer industry saw remarkable growth in 2018. Klondike Brewing Company opened on May 1st. Owner Joe Probst says he came to Skagway specifically to brew beer. Meanwhile, Skagway Brewing Company will reopen its flagship brewery in a new location, and owner Mike Healy will open two new restaurants next year. Haines has seen a number of resource extraction projects move forward in 2018. In March, the University of Alaska announced it had entered into negotiations on a 13,500-acre timber sale on land it owns in the Chilkat Valley. The project has been met with enthusiasm from some residents who are excited about the possibility of growing the local timber industry. Others have raised concerns about boom and bust cycles in the Haines economy, as well as the impact that the project could have on salmon habitat and scenic viewsheds. Canadian mineral exploration company Constantine Metal Resources expanded exploration efforts at the Palmer Project, a mining site located northwest of Haines. The company also began preparing an assessment of the project's economic potential. Meanwhile, the Bureau of Land Management faces a lawsuit from several conservation groups and the Chilkat Indian Village of Klukwan for approving the company's exploration plans. The first legal sales of recreational marijuana in Haines were carried out in 2018. Jason and Shauna Adams opened Winter Greens, the borough's first marijuana dispensary, in July. Marijuana cultivation in the Haines borough started to develop this year as well. Erica Merklin's grow operation, Resurrected Dreams, has begun harvesting, and the Waldo family has been working on a cultivation facility for their business, Glacier Bay Farms. In February, the Chilkoot Indian Association purchased the Portage Cove Dock from Klukwan Incorporated. The tribe plans to offer mooring for yachts and small cruise ships this summer. 2018 was an election year. Haines residents voted on a ballot measure to provide on-call police service to residents living outside the town site by increasing their property taxes. The borough drafted the proposal in response to state budget cuts that eliminated an Alaska State Trooper post that used to patrol areas outside of town. Ultimately, the borough's proposal was rejected. Haines residents Tom Morfitt and James Hart ran unsuccessfully in the primary to represent the Upper Lynn Canal in the State House of Representatives. Rufus the Dog campaigned for a seat on the Skagway Borough Assembly. Rufus's campaign manager, Andrew Cremata, described the dog's platform to KHNS in October.
His platform is simple, you know. He wants streets, he wants to stick his head out of the window, he wants to go for walks, and he wants a viable and comprehensive plan for our waterfront.
Due to a technicality involving the eligibility of canine candidates for office, votes for Rufus were not counted. Will Prisciandaro and Sean Mady were elected in a hotly contested race for Haynesboro Assembly. Candidate Paul Rogers was only two votes shy of winning a seat himself. Residents of the Upper Lynn Canal confronted a number of tragic moments and hard truths over the course of the year. In March, Haines resident Rick Martin committed suicide. Rick grew up in Haines and graduated from high school in 1975. In a video he left for his family, he claimed former school superintendent Carl Ward raped him. Rick's wife, Renee Martin, is principal of the Haines School. She brought her husband's revelations to light.
I love my town. I love the people who live here. We will not keep secrets. We will not live in the dark.
In the wake of Rick Martin's death, several Haines residents came forward with their own allegations of sexual abuse by Ward. In July, Stephen Todd Willis of Nevada drowned when a canoe carrying 11 people capsized on the Davidson Glacier River near Haines. The canoe trip was part of a guided tour operated by the Skagway Company Alaska Excursions. A few months before the incident, several former employees complained about inadequate training, lack of safety protocols, and understaffing. Skagway lost Mayor Monica Carlson in December. She and her mother were struck and killed by a bus while on a holiday vacation in Washington, D.C. She is remembered by family, friends, and community. Her brother-in-law, Steve Heitz, reflects on her life.
I can't imagine as someone who cared more about her neighbors and her friends and her colleagues, and that they all be treated fairly. And she was humble about it. She was caring about it. And she was totally honest.
Valentino Buritin of Klukwan was lost for 3 days while berry picking in the upper Chilkat Valley. An extensive search was organized out of the Haynesboro. Buritin was in the process of creating a sign for help on Walker Lake when a Coast Guard helicopter spotted him. Buritin didn't panic.
I had peace of mind throughout all things. And so I wasn't worried about anything. I knew that I was lost, but I would be found.
The Hammer Museum acquired 1,600 new tools this year when an Arizona hammer collector, Jim Mao, died. His wife donated the collection to the museum. Museum founder Dave Powell and his wife traveled to Arizona to pack and ship the hammers north to Haines. What does 1,600 hammers look like?
It's a lot. If it was firewood, there'd be at least a half a cord there. So we're busy.
The Klukwan Community Library began the Our Village, Our Lives storytelling project this year to preserve local history. Jamie Katzik is interviewing tribe members and recording them recount their memories so the wisdom and knowledge is available to younger generations.
Every story matters is what I've been telling people. It doesn't matter if, maybe it's something that they would like their great-grandchildren to know. Klickit knowledge was passed down orally, so we're just helping that.
That's the Year in Review on the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. See you next year. To cure 2018 nostalgia, download the year's stories on Stitcher or NPR One.